Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Golden Ash. Chapter 22. Blue Keys.
Sodium gamma hydroxybutyrate is surprisingly easy to synthesize for a Schedule 1 illegal substance. The cool thing about it is that it metabolizes in CO2 and H2O and can no longer be detected in the bloodstream after about 8 hours. Lactone and lye in my home chemistry set. A little acetic acid to balance the pH, and... blah, the perfect poison.
But not always poisonous, only in large doses.
Or when mixed with alcohol.
You know how we figured out Nate Wilson murdered our sister?
Way before anyone else did.
It wasn't an instantaneous thing. We didn't find a confession. It was like assembling a puzzle. But only having one piece at a time. There were just a few little signs that started pointing us in the right direction.
We spent so much time trying to come to terms with her death.
Shh, it's okay.
It's still hard.
She didn't leave a note, so we were sure she hadn't run away.
The detectives weren't sold on that, but what do they know?
Oh, that one detective perked up after we killed Mr. Wilson.
You can't ignore a dead body.
I like him.
Of course you do. You want to be a cop.
I don't want to be a cop.
Don't get me wrong, Malta. You'd make an excellent cop.
I'd also make an excellent field biologist. I'd also make an excellent aerospace engineer. I can do anything I set my mind to, Milan.
I know, sis. I know.
Anyway, I've been scrawling through Post Secret. You know, the anonymous confession site. Reliably good for a laugh, or conversely, a shiver down your spine.
It is such garbage.
Sometimes I need to turn my brain off for a while, Milan. You know that.
Fair enough.
So there I was, wasting time on the internet.
As one does.
As one does, when I saw it. I'm sleeping with my best friend's dad, signed A. Golden Ash. At this point, nobody knew about Golden Ash but Milan, Madeira, and myself.
And, as it turned out, Nathan Wilson.
I mean, a Golden Ash is a tree, but that would be a heck of a coinkydink.
It was like she had reached out from the dead.
It was dated September 15th, 2014. Just over a month before she disappeared.
We could have gone to the police. That kind of evidence could aid in a conviction.
But we couldn't risk it. We don't have the death penalty in Canada.
What kind of a punishment is prison?
When he seduced our sister, murdered her, and then gave her book to some hack romance novelist? Prison is not enough!
Especially if they let him out after 5 years like they do all the sex offenders.
The system is broken!
We knew it would take time to formulate the perfect plan. Fair enough. We're young. We have unlimited patience, and we're going to live for a very long time.
Luckily, our room looked out onto the Wilsons' upstairs bathroom.
Frosted glass. But you can still tell someone is in there. If the light is on. And I have my trusty Astromaster.
It took us a while to figure out how we'd do it.
He studied his routine for weeks, months. And, you must understand, we couldn't write anything down. We just had to talk it out with each other.
In whispers, as we fell asleep each night?
Until we had every detail down, memorized.
As the day approached, we realized we'd be able to execute our mission on the anniversary of Madeira's disappearance.
Perfect.
Poetic.
Mom and Dad were going out.
Julianne would be at our house. Mrs. Wilson would be at the office.
She's always at the office.
Maybe she's having an affair.
I guess we'll never know.
Anyway, Mr. Wilson never had his whiskey until he was done work for the day.
And he never was done for the day until well after dinner. Usually 9:15, 9:30 p.m.
Very responsible of him, really.
Our bedtime was a soft 8 o'clock.
We were allowed to read until 8:30, but then it was lights out. Our window would be tight, but it could be done.
We had already crushed up a couple of Mom's Ativan and snuck it into Julianne's mac and cheese.
She usually falls asleep in front of the TV, but we had to be sure she would stay asleep.
I grabbed Julianne's keys out of her coat and snuck out the back door. We used these cool little Bluetooth walkie-talkies so we could stay in communication during the mission. I call them blue keys.
I refuse to call them blue keys.
Malta would man the Astromaster so she could let me know when the coast was clear.
Our room was dark, so even if Nate had looked straight up at our window, he wouldn't have seen me.
I waited until I got the okay from Malta.
Okay.
I snuck in the back door with Julianne's key, grabbed the whiskey bottle from the liquor cabinet, and poured in the sodium gamma hydroxybutyrate. But not too much. We wouldn't want him to taste it. A little would do the trick just fine.
It's mostly just salty.
I put the whiskey back exactly where I'd been in the liquor cabinet, and I ducked out the back door. 45 seconds. Then I hid in the bushes and waited until I heard Malta. And don't worry, I made sure not to leave any fingerprints. I wore gloves from Madeira's unused hair dye boxes.
He's getting a glass? He's got the whiskey. He's pouring it now. He's drinking it, Milan. Okay, he's heading upstairs. He just left the bottle and glass out.
So I went back in. I could hear the bath running. I rinsed out the whiskey bottle and glass just to make sure there was no residue and made my second and final exit, locking the door behind me. I headed back to our place, through our back door, put Julianne's keys back into her coat pocket and headed back up the stairs.
She hadn't stirred.
I quietly made it back to our room. I took off the gloves and put them in the box I keep my science awards, for this was surely our greatest achievement. Then I crawled back into bed.
We did it!
For Maddie.
We slept very well that night.
Better than we had in a year.
Even the sirens didn't wake us up.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.